Yeah, there you go. Yes, in terms of the question with Ben Nanas, really, I mean, there's another way to learn. There's another way to learn. And I was discussing it with the other Chaim after Shir. There's another way to learn that, just from the Mishnah and Shavuos, it's more mustava to learn that the machlokas between Ben Nanas and the Rabbanan is a machlokas about Shavua itself. That machlokas about what's the idea of Shavua. That Ben Nanas is saying that a Shavua is only a tool to be mevarer. It's based in a Shavua is something that based in uses to be mevarer the emes. If there's a doubt about what happened, so we say that the Shavua. That if a person says with the Shavua is mevarer what's true. Without the Shavua we're in doubt, and when he takes the Shavua we accept it as true. So it's a tool of birur. The only thing is Ben Nanas is saying that elu velu bon de Shavua shav means to say that there'll be no birur. There'll be no birur even with the Shavuas. Because it's not, you're still not going to have any idea who's telling the truth, who's lying. You know what I mean? So there's no reason to use the Shua. There's no reason to use the Shua. The Shua is pointless. The Shua is pointless because it's not going to accomplish anything. And the Rabbanan apparently hold. That's a din of being motzi. You need each one needs a shua to be motzi. Can't be motzi without a shua. But you're not going to learn. It'd be hard to learn. Be hard to learn that machlokas into this gemara, especially with Tosfos. I think you can learn that. You can learn that machlokas over here if the gemara thought it was a vaday over here too. Then there'd be no bira. The bira is not that they're gonna. Because the bureau is not that they're going to drop out. Because then you can say anything is a bureau. Like I was telling Chaim yesterday, say, why don't we do this method? If a person has a din Torah, we'll take his son, we'll put a shotgun to his head, and we'll say, if you don't say this, we'll blow his head off, and he won't do it, right? That'd be a great bureau. Great bureau. Dangle people upside down from the rooftops. It's a bureau because he's not going to want to be dropped. But that's not a birur. It's not the same type of a birur here. We're saying the birur is that when he does it, that's saying like we're going to use because the thing is Basin can never do that. Basin can't ever do that. They can't do something that's wrong, right? So you're saying they can't impose a method that's wrong because they say people will stop short of doing the wrong thing. You know what I'm saying? The birur is because we say that people will that when they take the shua, they're doing when we take the shua, there's an to know that is true. So it's gonna lead to birur. It's not a scare tactic of getting of what that they'll back out. It's not like playing chicken with them, and you're gonna see who's gonna flinch. It has to be that there's a birur in the thing itself, not a birur in what they don't do. It has to be considered. It's like a serious statement. That's what I mean. Shua is like the person's most serious statement, and we trust the person's most serious statement. You want to look at it in a simple way, not that it's an awful consequence that will scare a person straight. You know what I'm saying? It's a different kind of. But he's saying if there's no birur, then there's no.
That is partly why it works. The only reason why it's such a serious statement is because people wouldn't generally there's an umdana that they wouldn't make sure this is a lie.
There's an umdana that they won't say if it's a lie. Correct. But you can't now take that's the ikkar. Now you're trying to make that into the ikkar. So anything that we can get him to back out before he does it, that'll also be a birur. But this is tied to the statement himself. He's saying the statement, the truth of the statement is like the truth of God. Right? I mean, that's a shua. He's saying, He's saying there's a reality to the statement. It's not just an external thing. It's not just an external onus that you're going to get if you don't tell the truth now. He's saying, I'm telling you this statement. I'm saying this statement is in line with the most serious with reality. As opposed to a person could say something like the Gemara says, if someone stops somebody on the street and says, you owe me money, and he says, yeah, I owe you the money, right? You can't take him to basin on that, even though it's a hodah. Because he could say, I was rushing to work and you were annoying me, so I just getting you off my back. Mishata anibach. I was just tricking you. I wasn't really serious. Has to be that the shua means that it's a serious statement.
It wasn't serious when the guy was claiming it in court?
When the guy's claiming
joking
in court?
Claiming
well, yeah, the Gemara says also. The Gemara says, that's the next Gemara. Because he could say he's going to pay him back. He could in his mind say, I'm going to pay him back later. That's the mode of a mixus. The guy's going to think to himself, I'll give him the money when I get it. I don't have the money now, but I'll give him what I have now, and I'll buy myself a little time. That's what the Gemara says. That's why a mode of a mixus takes a shua. It's one of the reasons. But it's not just that he's avoiding a certain consequence. It's that's looking at it like in an artificial way. There is an idea of a statement that is said in a serious way. But intrinsically, because that's what a shua means. You're saying when you're taking a shua, you're saying that's why violating shua, Ramaz, is such a horrible thing. Because it's like, because since you said the statement is equal to, is a reality like the existence of God, so then to violate it is against the Kavod Shamayim. It's not just an extraneous scare tactic. But anyway, but the point is that, so the Biror is because the statement is so serious. The Biror is not because he's afraid to. The Bira is not that we hope he's gonna that if he still goes through with it, he must be telling the truth. That you could use anything like that. Anything would be a Bira like that. Any horrible consequence. Ah, you could say the other consequences nobody will know, so you won't be able to impose it. My shotgun technique. Nobody would. You'd never be able to prove it.
Say
okay. Then if we find out you're lying, ever we're gonna kill him. Take a chance. Nobody, maybe we'll never find out. But anyway, so, but if we do, we're going to hunt them down and kill them. You get a lot of people telling the truth, I'm sure, right? But that's not the same kind of a bureau. That's not what we mean by a bureau, huh? Yeah, but anyway. But anyway, the whole thing doesn't make sense, though. Anyway, to say that the bureaus are going to drop out. That's not the beer. The beer is not they're going to drop out. Because even over here, if they don't drop out, I just simply don't understand the logic of what you're saying either. Because over here, if they don't drop out, there is certainly no beer. Right? You can't say they're always definitely going to drop out. And Basin is saying, this is the din. The din is you both take the shua and you take the money. So there's no beer. This shua will be no beer. So he's saying, oh, but this shua that's no bureau will fake them out with it. We'll fake them out with it and hope that one of them blips first. That's not but it can't come to bureau in the statements. It can't come to bureau in the statements. Okay, anyway. So I say it's still gonna be difficult to learn that in this Gemara. It's gonna be hard to say that. Unless you're gonna say that originally they held there was no originally they held that is exactly like that case, not like Tosis. So you say the same thing. There's no Biror since there is no chance of coming to the Emes over here.
No, it could be that since it's not.
No, it's one thing. According to this pshat, Shua Shav would mean it's like a waste.
Right.
It'd be like a wasted Shua. Not the Issa Shua Shav, because it's not an Issa Shua Shav. It's an Issa Shua Sheker for one of them. But it means it has no value. The Shuas would be valueless because they wouldn't be able to accomplish their goal. Right. Since there's a technical, so the answer would be since there's a technical possibility, so we can still accept it as a birur. The question is, can Beis Din impose a shvua that they themselves cannot accept in the end as a bearer of anything? So by the chenveni and the poel, Beis Din itself cannot say in the end that anything was clarified, right? But over here, since it's possible that each one made a mistake and they really picked it up at the same time, so if they both swear to that, because it could be that was Avmina Maskana. I have to think about it. That on the Tainus, it's not going to be a Bira, because they're both still claiming they picked it up first. Right? You're not going to get to any... You can't accept both of their Tainas as true, even with the Shua. Because they both say they picked it up first. But since it's possible that they picked it up really at the same time and they were just making a mistake... it's possible that they both could be telling the truth, and therefore Beis Din could deduce from the fact that there are two shvuos that each one is not a lie, claiming opposite things, that it really was simultaneous. You know what I mean? That maybe Beis Din could take that as an indication that it was true, as an indication of what really happened. You know what I mean? As an indication of what really happened. It would be a bearer of the MS. You know what I'm trying to say, Matt? In other words, the Havmina was saying, still, each one is saying, I picked it up first. Right? And even with the Shua, they'll never be able to, Beis Din can never accept both of those as true. But I picked it up first. Right? It's not like when the Shomer claims it was stolen, we can accept it. It was true, but over here we can never accept it's true. So it's just like the case of Ben Nanas and the Chenveni. We can never accept both statements as true. The Chenveni gave it, and the Pole never took it. Right. So, but the Maskana is that when we say it's a bearer of the MS, it's not that it's a bearer of whose statement is true. In reality, it's not a bearer of whose statement is true. Right, it's a tool to figure out what actually occurred. So since each one could honestly say that they picked it up first, because what happened was it was so close, it was actually simultaneous, and each one thought that they really got it first when in fact it was simultaneous. Right, in other words, when would two people honestly say they picked it up first? When in reality they picked it up together. But people can't differentiate between those slight differences, right? So then, by the fact that two people take shvuos that are true, each claiming that they picked it up first, that's a bearer to Beis Din that it was simultaneous. You can learn that's what Rashi is trying to say over here. All right, so now the Gemara goes on to Sumchus. Right? Lema masisa de lo kesumchus. Why? De I kesumchus ha'omar momon amuta besofek kolkin below shua. Okay, so there are a few cases of sumchus. What's the case of sumchus that the Gemara is talking about that Rashi takes over here? Yeah, you have a shor shenoga chasapora. V'nimtza uber betzido. So what's the case?
Sure that
gorda a para. The para was pregnant. The para was pregnant, and then you find the para dead and the ubar dead next to her, right? But there's no way to know which occurred first. Did the para miscarry, right? You hear the case, Isaac?
Yeah.
Guy had a pregnant cow, and someone's an ox killed it, gored it. Dead, and you find that the fetus, the calf, is outside. You find them. You find the calf outside already. So the question is, what happened first? Did the para have the calf, and the calf just died by itself? That happens, and then the shor killed the para, right? Or did the shor kill the para and cause the para to lose the calf as well, right? The guy, so the difference is, does the Baal HaShor have to pay for the calf also, right? If the calf died on its own, then he's pater. He only has to pay for the para. But if his shor caused the loss of the para and the calf, then he has to pay for both. So he's vade chayev on what? He's vade chayev on the para. The only question is, we don't know if he caused the death of the ubar as well. So the ubar, the value of the ubar is besafik. It's just a doubt. There's no way to know. There's no way to know if he's responsible for the value of the ubar. So what? So that's a machlokas sumchas and rabbanan. So sumchas says what? He says you split it without a shua, right? You just split it without a shua. Seems fair. And the rabbanan say, "Motzi mechaver olavrei." So that's what Gemara says. Gemara says that the Mishnah can't be sumchas. Why? Because sumchas says ma'amar mutar b'safek is chokum below shua, and here we're saying it's b'shua, right? So they say, "Aye." So what are you going to say? It's the rabbanan, but the rabbanan aren't good either. The rabbanan aren't good either. Why? Elamai rabbanan he, amri hamotzi mechaver olavraya. So they hold you need edus. Be'edem ve'ilo lo govi midi v'hachokim b'shua. So the way Rashi is learning is that the Gemara is saying it's a problem both ways. It's a problem both ways. Okay. All right. So what does the Gemara say? I amet b'shlamo haimai. It's not a problem. I amet b'shlamo rabbanon hasam d'lo topsi tirvayu amru rabbanon amotzi mechaver olav araya. Hacha de tervayu tofsi palgila b'shua. Yeah, this is difficult. That what? So Rashi explains. If you'll say it's not the rabbanon, you can work out easy. Why? Because if you say it's the rabbanon, so over there nobody's holding it. So the rabbanon say you need a raya. You need a raya to be motzi michavero. You need edim. But over here, they're both holding it. So you should split it with a shvua. Why do you need a shvua? But if you're going to say it's sumchus over there, nobody's holding it. Sumchus says you split it without a shvua. Here where they're holding it, you certainly split it with a shvua. Right? Yeah, that's the end of the Gemara, right? Rashi's giving over the whole Gemara. Now he's going back to the Rabbanan. Tarvayu tafsi v'ein kan motzi mechavero. So according to the Rabbanan, there's no motzi mechavero. If they're both holding it, there's no motzi mechavero. Why? There's no motzi mechavero, huh? They're both muchsuk in the whole thing. Okay. So then, you need a shua. Why? Kevan de mechsa gubaina. What does that mean? It's lacking collection. V'mashe chavero tofes. V'hai tofes bekula. V'hai tofes bekula. So now you're saying they're both really holding on to all of it. Each one is holding on to all of it. So why do you need a shua? So it says, lo kim lehu rabbanon lehoti mamo mechez kaso bekidi. So Rashi's getting this a little bit confusing now already. Because first he's saying there's no one is muchzuk in it. Right? Saying it's not hamotzi mechavero olavraya. Because no one is, apparently no one's muchzuk in it. But now he's saying they're both muchzuk in it, and that's why you can't just split it without a shvua. Because you can't break its chazaka without a shvua. It's complex. He never says what? Well, he says there's no motzi mechavero.
Right. That doesn't mean no one's muchzuk
on
it.
Okay. But that's what you said, isn't it? They're both muchzak on it. But that normally means say that each one has like a half. So no one's trying to take the other guy's anything the other guy is muchzak in. Let's see. No, we're not giving them the whole thing. We're just giving them half.
I know in the end we're not,
but that's what the shvua is on. He says, "Lo kimu rabbanan lahotzi mamo meches kaso bekidi." Why do they have to take a shua if there's no motzi mechaver over here? So why do they need to take a shua? Because the rabbanan don't want. The rabbanan are against taking mamon from its chazaka for nothing. Kedamrinan hasam l'rabbanan deboi raya. Just like we said over there, the rabbanan need a raya. Why do they need a raya over there? That Rashi is very strange. Now he's saying they don't need a raya over there because you can't take mamon meches kasa bichti. So over there they needed a raya. So he tzrichum shua. It's just a very confusing piece of logic. Now what? First he says there's nothing to do. There's nothing like the case over there. Over there, it was a case of a motzi mechavero. That's why you need an edim. Right? But here it's not a motzi mechavero. But why do you need shua? So he says, oh, because you see from the Rabbanon, you can't just take mammon out of its chazaka for nothing. So you at least need a shua. How do you know that you can't take mammon out of a chazaka for nothing? Because you need a raya over there. Yeah, but that's because it was motzi mechavero. Now he's saying, you know what I mean? It's like a strange, Rashi's trying to look like a strange balance over here. On the one hand, he's saying the two cases are not similar, right? So the din is different. But on the other hand, they're similar, so they both need something. It's just over there you need a bigger something, and over here you need a smaller something. Right? Alright, so let's go back to the first machlokas, though. Let's go back to the machlokas of Simchus and Rabbanan. What's the machlokas? In Rabbanan say, Simchus says, in the case of the shore and the para. Simchus says, it's a suffix, split it. Split it without a shua, just split it. And the Rabbanan say, Hamotzi mechaver al varaya. What's the machlokas? I mean, doesn't everybody know it's a suffix? It's a suffix. Nobody knows. What's not focus?
Nobody's arguing that.
Okay. All right, let's put it this way. In other words, I mean, you're right. You have to understand Sumchus is not. I mean, like Gemara says later on, Sumchus needs drar de mamona, right? Sumchus doesn't just hold any time a guy comes and makes a claim against somebody, and we don't know if it's true that you just split the money, right? It's not a din that Sumchus wouldn't say if I come over to you and I say you owe me $10,000. And you would deny it, so Sumchus wouldn't say, well, it's a suffix, give him five, right? He would definitely say, Amotzi mechaver al varaya. Right? So, of course, he agrees there is an idea of Amotzi mechaver al varaya, but it doesn't apply here. Because because we know there's a suffix. He's not trying to prove anything. Nobody knows. Everybody knows that nobody knows. And he's saying, since everybody knows, nobody knows, why should you get it all? Why should you get it all? Couldn't be fair. Right? To be done. In other words, but now the Baal HaPara is effectively getting a din that he loses. 100% loss. He's 100% wrong. But how can you give him a din? He's 100% wrong. Nobody knows. And you're ipso facto saying the Bala Shore is 100% putter.
He does that all the time, though.
Not according to Sumchus, they don't.
According to
Sumchus, it's not just. That was like a simple definition with something without Taina. Let's take like Tosla here, Jordan. I know not to jump ahead, but you have to give it a little context to think about it, right? No, it's we know based on nose is a suffix. Based on nose is a suffix. Without the tiny is a suffix, as opposed to if I just come and say you owe me $10,000, then there's no basis for that claim. So then you need a raya. But here it's an obvious fact. Everybody based on accepts the fact that it's a suffix. So why should effectively one the Baal HaShor win? Should be a suffix. Yeah. So why? Okay. Good. So why isn't it? So you're starting already to think about it, but let's I'm just going to try to guide you a little bit. So why isn't it Hamotzi Mechaver Al Varaya according to Sumchus? Why isn't it Hamotzi Mechaver Al Varaya? You definitely give me Motzi half the money. Why isn't it Hamotzi Mechaver Al Varaya? Well, what's the Motzi? What does it mean Hamotzi Mechaver? Huh?
Yeah, it's like a money.
Right, he has a chazaka on his money in his bank account. That's what it means, right? There's all the money in my possession, I'm a muchzak on. Right? All the money in my possession, I'm a muchzak on. If I have... In other words, if you owe me money for sure, right? So you're still a muchzak on all of your property, right? But I have a right to take it from you. Well, you're still a muchzak on all your property.
Right when my shore borders your para, or right when they've been determined that that's...
When does my absolute right to collect come? That's a good question. That's a good question.
There's no way of figuring
this out. This is how I would give the strongest argument for Sundquist. Okay? I'd say like this, that your shore gored my para. That there's no question about. And there's only a question, did it kill the ubar? Right? That's an unanswerable question. Now, if it killed the ubar, you definitely owe me $100. And if it didn't kill the ubar, you definitely don't owe me anything. Right? It's contingent upon that fact. Okay? Now that fact is in doubt. Okay? So now that fact is in doubt, right? That fact itself is in doubt. So we should split, so that reality create, the fact that that's in doubt creates a split between us. So... You understand? So I'm not coming at you for the whole thing. If I was coming at you for the whole thing, then I'd say Olav Araya. Right? If I was coming at you for the whole value of the Ubar, so then I'd say, yeah, you need a Raya on that. Right? But the fact that it's a Suffake means that we should equally be disposed vis-a-vis that Suffake. The fact that it's something that's a total Suffake should affect us equally.
You should really get a quarter.
Oh, if it's a Tom.
No. You should just get a quarter. I'm only claiming from you half because we're in Suffolk, right?
No, but that's what he's saying. I'm not coming at you with the half as a Suffolk. I'm saying because there is a Suffolk, I have a Vadai right now to a half. Because there is a Suffolk, the Suffolk now means that we each have to... The suffix now generates a reality that in terms of that mammon, we're equally entitled. You understand? The suffix is saying that $100 is in suffix. The value of the ubar is besuffix. There's no way to know what happened. But besuffix means we're each equally disposed to it. We're each treated the same vis-a-vis that $100. So that means we each have a 100% claim against half. I'm not coming at you with a maybe. Because of the suffix, I now have an absolute right to half. Just like you have an absolute right to half.
That's something great about it.
Because the suffix, that's what the suffix says. The suffix says, since that $100 is unknown who it should go to, so then the suffix says that $100 should it says that each one is equally entitled to that $100.
Why did suffix say that? So it just says we don't know.
Suffix says we don't know. So we don't know means we treat you equally with regard to it.
Doesn't that seem like a big jump? I mean, it does to me. I mean, I'm wrong. I mean, it seems like a crazy jump. I mean, we're in Suffolk, so rather than calling it a Suffolk, because we need some way to, is he really saying, because we need some way to say it, so we'll just call it a Vada and half.
No, the event is a Suffolk. The event is a Suffolk. There's no question that the event is a Suffolk. Okay, but that event now is putting $100 at, now that event creates a doubt as to the ownership of this $100, right? And it's equally viable to each side. So that's a general principle. Whenever there's...
What does it mean it's equally viable to both sides?
No, there's no more, it's not more likely that, no one's more muchzak or has a better raya as to the claim on that $100.
It's interesting, because he's not really claiming any real money here, meaning for the one side. Meaning, according to the guy who is the gorer, right, he doesn't have a muchzak of $100, he just doesn't really want to lose his money.
Right.
So there's no real actual...
Yeah, but that's the way Simchus is looking at it. He's saying, that event puts $100 at stake. Right? In other words, the occurrence or the non-occurrence of that event, of the Ubar being killed, puts at stake $100. Lemoshel. Right? Now, it puts at stake between you and me $100. If the event occurred, you owe me $100. And if the event occurred, you don't owe me $100. So that $100 is mutal besufik. That's what he means. It's like you were trying to say before. The event itself puts in an abstract way momon, mutal, and suffik. Okay? But now, just like any other case where we have where one object is equally in suffik between two people, so we do chalukah, we say each one gets the same amount from the entity. So now we're saying the idea, the din of chalukah would generate a vadai zuchus in that $100 for each one. So I'm coming at you, so Simchas is saying, I'm not coming at you with a claim of a suffix. You understand? If I came at you for the $100, then I would be coming as a claim of a suffix. Maybe you owe me $100. But I'm not coming at you with a claim that maybe you owe me $100. You understand? That's not my claim. My claim is that since this event puts $100 besuffek, right? So now we each have a vadai chelik in it. I'm just coming from my vadai chelik. It's a very good logic. Means to say we know. No, it's based in knows the event occurred. There's no question the event occurred. And this event is going to determine where $100 goes in a certain sense, right? And there's no way to tell which whether it occurred or didn't occur. So if it occurred, Reuven is zocha $200, and if it didn't occur, Shimon is zocha $200.
No way to tell because we don't have any Edom? No Edom.
There's no Edom.
So it's just no, practically there's no way to tell.
Practically, there's no way to tell, but practically, we know it definitely is besuffik, as opposed to two guys just a guy just coming in and making up and putting forth a claim.
Why is that? I'm supposed to say in any case like this, meaning like what? If I told you I had a piece of your bread, right?
Yeah. So
I
what are the cases?
I might have not, right? So now you're saying
I'm not. So you can say that's the machlokas over here. You could learn some machlokas like this. Now, with the Rabbanan say when I come to Beis Din, I have to come with a taina. I have to come with a taina against you, right? So I have to come with the claim that you owe me money because your para gored, your shor gored my para. Now, in terms of taina, it's always going to be a suffix. You know what I'm saying? The Rabbanan is saying like this. That nothing, the Rabbanan is saying, this is what I thought you were trying to get at before. Was when does the zchus arise? Some chus is saying that even before they walk into Beis Din, because of this reality of the suffek, that itself creates a certain zchus. That itself, the reality that the fact that there's a reality that the momon that the shor gored the para and the ubar is in doubt, that itself is a reality which creates a certain zchus for each one. And now when he's coming to din, he's only coming to enforce the zchus that the event created. So he's not coming as a shema. He's not coming as a. He's not coming with a maybe. He's not coming with a taina of maybe. You understand? His claim on when I go to the muchzak, and he says, well, all of my money I know I definitely own, right? But the balapara says, yeah, and I have a vadai right to half of this to one half of the uba, so your chazaka doesn't help you. Right?
How does that make it a raya, or does that get rid of the
motzi? Hamotzi mechaver, all of a raya means you have to come with a vadai. You have to come with a vadai zuchus against the muchzak.
That's what raya means. Which,
yeah.
This is a raya.
Yeah.
Your suffik is a raya.
The suffik created a vadai zuchus to each guy in half of what the suffik is about.
So you really are using hamotzi mechaver, but you're saying the raya now is on a half.
That's right. Now, as in terms of the zechus mamon, Simchas is saying each one should have a vadai zechus in half of the value. But the Rabbanan is saying that what? Saying, yeah, but the problem is like this. So what's the Rabbanan hold?
Is that a raya, though?
No, it's not technically a raya.
Raya
means you have to have... You have to have a zechus in the mammon. You have to prove that you have a zechus in the mammon in order to be motzi.
Someone's saying, I'm playing with the rule of motzi mechaber of our raya. Even my raya is different now, but I'm claiming for half. And because of the event, I actually have a vada claim on the half, right? Or are we saying, no, the rule of motzi mechaber of our raya is fine in this case?
It doesn't come into play here, because...
I'm saying you can go.
No, he's saying a motzi mechavero and this thing are not in contradiction. Because a motzi mechavero, all of Raya means if you're a muchzak and I want to extract money, I have to prove that I have to have a vadai zechus to your mammon in order to take it from you.
That's the Raya.
So normally is going to be Raya. Raya is a good way to give you a vadai zechus. But over here, the suffix itself gives me a vadai zechus and half. Huh? That's right.
The question is if the event creates a
vada. In a half. That's right. But the Rabbanan is saying no, that he's a muchzuk in his mamon, right? And you're coming with a taina that you're sure killed my para. You understand? They don't hold that there's a zchus that precedes the din. There's no zchus that precedes the din. Let's think about it a little bit more. And then we'll go into the question of whether it's bari v'bari or shema v'shem only. So that if you want to take a look, I mean the other sugyas don't really give much more help on the shema v'shem. But you can take a look at the Mishnah in Bava Kama.